Module 2, Survival. Exercise 2, page 21.
Joanne.
I was driving home and suddenly I came across a bank of thick smoke. I could hardly see anything. Then I heard the emergency services and I saw the flashing lights. It turned out a number of homes were on fire and the firefighters were battling to control the flames. The police diverted traffic and I made it home, but I was very worried in case anyone was killed or injured.
Brian.
It really was a terrible sight to see. Most of the shoreline was totally black, and there were lots of huge seabirds lying injured and dying on the sand. I could see hundreds of dead fish, too. There were many volunteers walking up and down the beach looking for animals they could save, but things didn't look good. You could still see the ship lying on its side on the water.
Sandra.
I saw it on the news, but I didn't expect it to be as bad as they were making out. So I set off to visit my aunt and see if she needed any help. The river often breaks its banks when it rains heavily, but a few sandbags are usually enough. I only got within 2 kilometres of the village because all the roads were closed. Fortunately, my aunt was okay, but the roads were underwater for days.